Hello, dear listeners. I hope you're hearing me loud and clear. For the first time in a long time, I'm reading off of a script. There are two reasons for this sudden change in format. For one, I feel like I have some things to say that need to be said in a coherent, semi-well-structured way. So expect a little less rambling from me this episode. And second, I finally decided to use the microphone I bought from a bargain bin store years ago. It's not great. Whenever my voice gets too excited, the audio peaks and pops. But again, can't expect much from a bargain bin microphone. With that said, it will feel quite uncomfortable to me if I were to go off on infinite tangents again while holding this not heavy but still a little weighty microphone. Anyway, why am I making this episode? Well, I mostly just want to try to get episodes out at least once a week, but second, there are a lot of things I need to get off my chest. Both things relating to me and things relating to the rest of the world. But for this episode, let me just talk about how my life is going. It is going the end. I feel, as I'm writing this, that I'm kind of afraid to tell what's really going on with my life. Sure, only one person who I don't even know will listen to this podcast episode, but still, considering the horror stories you hear about people who share too much on the internet and whatever ends up happening to them, I have trepidation about what could happen to me if I aired out all the dirty laundry. Now let me be clear. Nothing I and mine are going through involves anything too major, or anything the kids would call spicy. It's just life. Life, and it keeps happening. And I want to talk about it, but I'm afraid to do so. Because I refuse to be someone who implicates others in their lament, just to gain sympathy from strangers. But I also feel I'll explode if I don't let it all out. So, I'll let it all out. But I'll be vague about it. I know that may be frustrating if you came here looking for tea, but honestly, this isn't for you. Not really. This is for someone who has neither time or money for therapy. So, he chooses the next best thing. A podcast. Imagine, if you will, two lovebirds. They've been flying together for years. But every moment not spent flying high, the lovebirds reside in a cage. Now, this cage is spacious, plenty of room to stretch the talons and clean the feathers. There is only one problem. The cage does not belong to the lovebirds. It belongs to those that came before. And through their grace and sense of duty, those that came before lend their cage to the lovebirds. After all, there is enough room, and this arrangement is only temporary, right? Someday soon the lovebirds will find their own cage to live in. But that day doesn't come. For years, the lovebirds try and try, but a new home just doesn't seem forthcoming. And in the meantime, The cage of those that came before gets ever so slightly smaller. The lovebirds don't notice at first. There is still plenty of room. The talons can still stretch. The feathers remain clean. But those that came before are getting anxious. When will the lovebirds finally leave? And why is one of the lovebirds not pulling their weight, while the other works every day to get enough worms for dinner? The one just doesn't. He does look for worms. But those that came before think this lovebird isn't looking hard enough. And this enrages the other lovebird. How dare those that came before judge her favorite bird in the sky? Do they not see that both lovebirds are trying their best? Do they not understand that the lovebirds are flying through turbulent winds? Do they fail to see that there are plenty of cages the lovebirds want to move to? The tensions grow larger as the cage grows smaller. Talons no longer stretch. They dig and claw into feather, then into flesh. The lovebirds need to get out, away from those that came before. But for now, that's just a dream. A dream that needs to stay alive. If something cannot be fixed, it must be endured. Luckily, the lovebirds have each other, so they shall endure together. Thanks for listening. See y'all later.